Okay, good morning everybody. Today's daf is Beitza Daf Lamed Gimel. We are holding on Daf Lamed Beis and Beis. We are at, I think, two dots, right? Yeah, we're at two dots, about eight lines from the end of the page on Daf Lamed Beis, Amed Beis. We're at Ve'in Makifin Shtei Chavios. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. And it's also sponsored by Zev Belsky, the Zecher Nishmas, his grandmother, Malka Bas Zev. May the Neshama have an aliyah. We thank the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So we are holding again on Daf Lamed Beis and Beis, and the Gemara is going to discuss setting up different structures that might constitute Asiyas Ohel or might not constitute Asiyas Ohel. Then the Gemara is going to talk about using wood for something other than for fuel, to fuel your oven, and whether that's going to be Mutar on Yom Tov or not. And the Gemara is going to talk specifically about using wood for a spit to roast something on, or using wood as a poker for a fire. Then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to talk about gathering wood for a fire, gathering wood in order just to have a toothpick or something like that, and constructing a fire, making a bonfire on Yom Tov. The Gemara is going to talk about Tikkun Mana on Amud Beis, whether Ochle Behema are also included in Tikkun Kli. The Gemara is going to discuss cutting Atze Besamim in order to smell it on Yom Tov, and then we're going to explain the Machlokas about gathering wood. We're going to explain the Machlokas in the Mishnah about gathering wood toward the end of Amud Beis. So we are holding again on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis. We are at the two dots Ve'in Makifin Shtei Chavios. So the Mishnah had said Ve'in Makifin Shtei Chavios. Amar Rav Nachman Avanim Shel Beis Akisei, the large stones that they would put right next to each other in order to create a toilet seat, in order to create somewhere to sit so that a person could sit out in the field in a place that's designated for a Beis Akisei. Mutu Litzadidon B'Yom Tov. You're allowed to put them one next to the other on Yom Tov. Say Rav Nachman, Rabbi challenges Rav Nachman that it says in our Mishnah that ain makifin shtei chavios lishpos alein asekadera, that you're not allowed to put two barrels right next to each other in order to rest a pot on top of them, because then it looks like you're making a binyan on Yom Tov. So to put the avanim of the Beis Hakisei would seem to be the same violation, would seem to be the same problem of making a structure, of making some sort of binyan on Yom Tov. So Amalei, so he responded, no, shiny Hassam, the case of the barrels that you put a kedera on top of is different. Mishum de ka'avid ahala, because you're making an ol. The pot is ma'ahil over the open space in between the two barrels. But the avanim of the Beis Hakisei, you're just putting the avanim next to each other. You're not putting any other object on top of them to create an ol, to create a gag. So only when you're going to create a roof is that going to be considered as yes ol. You're not creating any roof. Amalei Rabbi Zuta the Ravashi elameata. If the reason that it's not considered a binyan is because it doesn't have a gag. So you mean to tell me any structure that you build that is not a roofed structure is not considered to be a violation of being bona, of building something? If that were the case, bona itstava b'yom tov, a person builds a chair made out of bricks and cement on Yom Tov, the law of it Allah, where you're not making an ol, there's no empty space under the seat of the chair. It's just built up. It's like a stool built of bricks. Hachinami Deshari, you're going to tell me you're allowed to make that on Yom Tov also? That's vaday a binyan gomer. There's no way you're allowed to make that on Yom Tov, even though there's no ohel. So Amalei Ravashi responded, Hasam binyan keva asra Torah. By building an itzva, building some type of stool or a platform, that's asr because it's a binyan keva. So that's what the Torah asrs. Binyan arai lo asra Torah. But something that's not going to be more so permanent, something that's going to be very temporary in nature, is not included in the Yisr of the Torah, and therefore the Gazra Banan al Binyan Arai Mishum Binyan Keva. That's only a din midrabanan, that the Rabbanan don't allow you to make a Binyan Arai a Gezeira Mishum Binyan Keva. V'hacha Mishum Kvod Logos V'Rabbanan. But when it comes to Avanim Shel Beis Hakisei, there's an Indian of Kavod Abrios, and when it comes to Kavod Abrios, the Rabbanan are not Gozer on Dinim Drabanan. So Asemis raises the question that Rav Nachman says that the Heter is because they didn't make an Ohel. From Ravashi, it sounds like it's got nothing to do with the Ohel. It's got everything to do with just Kavod Abrios. The Kavod Abrios is the reason that we are makel over here. And it's hard to say that Ravashi is being cholik on Rav Nachman. It sounds like he's explaining it. The Rasha understands that Mishum Kvodo means Mishum Kvod Yom Tov. And Ravashi is explaining Rav Nachman that Mishum Kvod Yom Tov, they were Matir Binyan Arai without an Ohel. Tozrid is not Goris the whole line, Mishum Kvodo Lagazra Banan. And the answer of the Gemara is that Mil Chadchila, they were Gozer Binyan Arai, Otu Binyan Keva, only if it has a
Gag, and that's the Gemara's actual answer. Has nothing to do with Kavod. If you take out that line of Kavod, the Gemara's whole answer is that since it's only a Din Drabanan, the Din Drabanan only applied to something that has a roof, and if it doesn't have a roof, the Din Drabanan didn't apply. So those are the ways to understand it. Either it's a Din in Kavod Abrios, in which case it's difficult to reconcile how Rav Ashi and Rav Nachman fit together, because Kavod Abrios has nothing to do with whether there's a Gag, or Mishum Kvodo has nothing to do with Kavod Abrios. Mishum Kvodo means Kvod Yom Tov, not Kavod Abrios, and that applies to a situation where there is a Gag or not a Gag, or it has not, the word Kavod is nothing, it doesn't belong over here, and the Girs is different, then the Gemara is just saying that since it's only a Din Rabbanan, they never made a Din Rabbanan on something that doesn't have a Gag. They only made this Din Rabbanan when something has a Gag. Now the notion that Kavod Abrios is Dochalo Se Shabbatara, that's also Gimaseches Brachos on Daf Yutesh, where the Gemara derives that in Chachma in Eitzah in Tvuna Neged Hashem, that in general there's no Chachmas against the Dinei HaTorah. However, there are certain situations where Mishum Kavod Abrios, the Gemara says, Gadol Kavod Abrios Shadochalo Sase Min HaTorah. But it's a little bit of a misleading line. If you learn the Sugya, you know, that line is quoted very often out of context. So it sounds like Kavod Abrios Docha Oli Surim in the Torah. It's Docha Losa Say in the Torah. You learn the Sugya, the Gemara says, nah, really. Kavod Abrios is Docha the Losa Say of Losasur, which means it's Docha Isurim Drabanan. It's not Docha Isurim Daraisa at all. Or maybe Beshevi Altase. If you can violate an Isur, only Beshevi Altase without actively violating any Isur, then Kavod Abrios is going to be Docha. Like when it comes to Ashavas Aveda, it's an Isur in the Torah to be Misalim from an Aveda. You see an Aveda and you don't do anything about it, that's an Isra in the Torah. But it's an Isra that's violated passively. So if it's going to be a problem for my Kavod Abrios to pick up the Aveda, someone lost a pair of underwear, I'm going to walk around with a pair of underwear, that's going to be embarrassing. So that's then you're allowed to violate the Isra of being Misalim from an Aveda because of Kavod Abrios. So that's where you have that it's Docha Losa Sei Shabbatara. But it doesn't. But generally speaking, Kavod Abrios not going to be Docha Daraisas, is only going to be Docha Drabanans. So that's why the Beis HaKisei, according to the simple reading of the Gemara, that's why Beis HaKisei is a special exception. Hai Madurta, if you have a large bonfire that they would make in front of important people, and when they would make these bonfires, they would normally make four rows of wood in four different directions, like four walls of a box, and then they would put Eitzim on top of it, like an ohel. So milamaila lamata shari. When you build this bonfire, when you build the structure of wood that you're going to light on fire, you have to build it from the top down. You start with the Gag, and then you build the walls under it, and that's mutter to do on Yom Tov, because that's not derech binyan. But milamata lamaila, if you build it in the normal way, where you build it up from the bottom to the top, that first you arrange the walls, and then you put the Gag on top, that's aser. That's aser because that's considered to be derech binyan, and you're not allowed to be bona in the normal way on Yom Tov. And the same is true when it comes to an egg that you put for cooking on the mouth of a hollow kli, which is to roast it on, and there's a fire underneath it. So you're not allowed to put the kli al gabe the chalim and then put the egg on top of it, because that's derech binyan. You're constructing this structure with the egg on top as the roof. Rather, what you do is you hold the egg in place and then you put everything under it. So that's not derech binyan. You start with the Gag, and then you build everything under it. V'chein kedera. And the same is true like the Din in our mission, that when you want to put a kedera on hovering over two barrels, resting on two barrels, and the eish is in between the two barrels, and that's what's going to cook the food in the kedera, don't first put the barrels there and then put the kedera on top, because then you're putting the walls and then the roof, and you're not supposed to do that. Rather, you put it the opposite way. You put the kedera there, and then you slide the barrels under the kedera in order to support the kedera. V'chein puria. And the same is true when it comes to a bed that has bedposts, that don't first put up the legs of the bed and then put the mattress over the top, or the springs and the mattress over the top. Rather, start with the part that the person lies on and then stick the legs in underneath. V'chein chavisa. And the same is true of barrels that you arrange for long-term storage, and you put them one on top of where you arrange them, and you pile them up where you have one on top of two. You don't just pile them one on top of the other. That would be very sturdy structure, right? If it was just one on top of the other, so you have them misaligned, right? So that you have one resting on top of two others. Also, don't arrange it in the normal way of Derech Binyan. You hold the top one and then you slide the two other ones underneath the top one, and that's not considered Derech Binyan, and in that way it's going to be mutter. The Taz writes in Orchaim Simshin Taz Vav that based on what Tosas writes in Masech Zeriv and Daf Kof Aleph and the Rashba, that the Yisr is when it's of nearer Derech Binyan is only when you need the airspace. You have to say that in these cases of the Chavios, you need the airspace. Meaning, there's a discussion, is there an Yisr of Derech Binyan, let's say, if I'm making a chair to sit on? I'm not using the airspace underneath the chair, or I unfold the folding table. So what, I'm building an OL? I have no interest in what's going to be under the table. The point is to be able to have a table in shul, the point is to be able to have my sitter on top of the table. It's to use the area on top. I'm not interested at all in what's underneath. So if you assume that makes a difference, that it's only called an OL when you're interested in using the area underneath it, so then you have to say that in all these cases there's some interest in using the area underneath. It's interesting, we mentioned a bed as one of the cases. Is are you supposed to use the area underneath the bed? There's a Gemara in Baba Basra like that. The Gemara says that that you could tell what, based on what's under a person's bed, whether a person is a Talmud Chacham or an Amma Aretz. The Gemara says that a Talmud Chacham, you'll find his winter shoes under the bed during the winter time and his summer shoes under his bed during the summertime. And Amma Aretz, it's like a storage facility. He keeps like his whole life under his bed. So the Gemara seems to be describing that someone who's more mesudar, someone who's more neat and arranged, has everything arranged in its proper place. So it's more likely that his mind is more mesudar as well. Whereas a person who's a slob is more likely that his mind is a mess as well. But apparently, you do see that something was kept under the bed. That they at least the Talmud Chacham's shoes were kept under the bed. So sometimes you set up the bed even for the area underneath it. Now the Mishnah says ve'in somchah esagadera bevikas, that you're not supposed to support the pot with a piece of wood. V'chein bedelis, and we said, and the same is true by a door. So Gemara understands that this means not only should you not support a pot with a piece of wood, you also shouldn't use a door to support a pot. Says Gemara, bedelis al kadaitach, I can't even imagine how you would do that. What does that mean, to use a door to support a pot? A pot that you're cooking? How does that even work? Ela ema v'chein hadelis. No. We're saying just like you're not supposed to use a little piece of wood if the pot is uneven, so to stick it under the pot to support it, so too by a door, like those little triangle doorstop things, right? You're not supposed to support the door either with a big house, with a little piece of wood. So now the Gemara brings a brisa that explains the reason for the Mishnah. Why is it that you're not supposed to support a pot using a piece of wood? Tan Rabbanan, ein somchan esakadera bibikas. One should not support a pot using a piece of wood, the chein adalus, and also a door, l'fishalo nitnu eitzim elo lahasaka, because you're only allowed to use wood on Yom Tov for the purpose of lighting a fire, but all other tashmishim to do with eitzim is going to be aser, and the isra is going to be an isra of muktza. The Rabbi Shimon matir, and Rabbi Shimon says that it's mutter because Rabbi Shimon in general has a less strict definition of the Isra of Mutzah. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Chav Dalet explains the reason for the Mishnah is Mishum Gzeira, that since on Shabbos it's not Ro'i La'asaka, so Rugozer on Yom Tov Atu Shabbos, and the Gemara assumes that Beishamai holds Rugozer Yom Tov, that it's assumed like Beishamai holds that Rugozer Yom Tov Atu Shabbos. So the Meiri says that it could be that which we have to get to the point of Gzeira is only if you don't hold of Muktzah, and therefore Beishamai asks is Mishum Gzeira, but if you hold of Muktzah, forget about the gezeira. You have the more fundamental reason that it's a gezeira over here, that it's muktzah over here. So that's the pashtus in the Gemara. Like that Miri, I was just talking to Rav Shechter, was telling me last night that when he was in ninth grade, his parents came to parent-teacher conferences with Rabbi Tendler, Zichrono Livracha. Rabbi Tendler was his Rebbe, and they said they asked, how's he doing? And he said, he's doing well. You should probably buy him more svarim. You need to feed his mind a little bit more. So they bought him a Meiri. So he said, I don't know, never really spoke to me. The Meiri never really said. Then later, when I learned Prayer of Salvation, Prayer of Salvation very rarely quoted the Meiri, because the Meiri very rarely explains how to read the sugya. He says big chidushim and it gives you the maskanas, but it very rarely gives you exactly how to read the sugya. And Prayer of Salvation was always more interested in how to read the sugya. Over here, the Miri gives you how to read the sugya. The Miri is telling you exactly that he's reading the whole sugya, Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chav Dalet, based on our Gemara, whether there is muksa or there's no muksa. So he says that that's the issue over here, is that that whole sugya, Masechta Shabbos, is only assuming Laman Diyamar, that there's not an issue of muksa, like Rabbi Shimon over here. But if you assume that there is an issue of muksa, so then that's the pashtos, that's the issue over here, is that you have an issue of muksa. Okay, you know, the Mishnah said also you're not supposed to lead an animal using a stick on Yom Tov. For Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Matir. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon allows it. So they may Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Kavu Asfir Lay, the Lasse Mukta. Why does Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon allow it? Because he grew up in Rabbi Shimon's house. So he grew up hearing his whole life that the Yisra of Mukta is very, very limited. And the reason, then, that's why he allows leading a behemoth with a makal. And the Tanakama, who asks, holds that you're not allowed to be metaltel the makal. You're not allowed to hold the stick because it's Mukta. Because lo nitnu etzem elalas saka, because the only thing you're allowed to use wood for in Yom Tov is to light a fire. So the Gemara says, no, that's not why Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon is matir. Baha afil Rabbi Shimon moda. As far as leading an animal with a stick, even Rabbi Shimon, who's matir muktza, would be moda that that's aser. But not because of muktza, but mishum de mechsi kiman da azil lechangna, that it looks like you're bringing the behema to a distant place, to a shuk, in order to sell the behema. That's the derech, when you bring it to makom rachok, to lead it with a makal. So therefore, it looks like you're doing a maisa chal. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, is not following his father's muktzah shita when he's being matir. He's just not choshesh that anyone's going to think that you're bringing it to go bring it to the market to go sell. So it has nothing to do with the yisra muktzah, the maskana sagamara. The Mi'iri writes that which Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon is matir is dafka if you designated from the previous day. Then you've avoided the issue of muktzah. And therefore, he's not choshesh that it looks like you're a holy chlushuk. But if you didn't designate it the previous day, then it would be asur mishum muktza against his father, meaning his father would not have held of muktza at all in such a case. Rabbi Lazar Bishim, the Gemara is saying, is dafka not going with his father's shita. So the Gemara brings another machlokas, whether you're allowed to use wood for something other than firewood. So says Mar Chizra, if you have a branch of wood that is very sharp and you want to use it as a spit to roast meat on, Rav Nachman asur. Rav Nachman says you're not allowed to do that on Yom Tov because and it's muktza because you didn't make it into a kli on erev Yom Tov. Rav Sheshet Shari and Rav Sheshet says that it's permissible, that even though you didn't make it into a kli, we don't say lo nitnu etzem el asaka. Once you're allowed to be metalta l'tzorech asaka, so you're allowed to be metalta the wood for any other purpose as well, that there's no there's no issur of muktza on wood that you're allowed to use for firewood. So the Gemara says, what is the nekudas ha-machlokas? So bir, or what is the case of the machlokas? Rather, biritiva, if the wood is moist and it's not ra'oi la'asaka, then kol yam lo pligi da'asir, then there's nothing to talk about. Of course it's going to be asir, because it's not ra'oi to use for asaka. It's not something that you could possibly use for firewood. So Rav Sheish is going to be mugged that it's going to be muktza, and you're not allowed to be metaltalit to use as a spit for roasting meat on. Ki pligi bi'a beshta, the whole machlokas is, what if the wood is very dry, so it's ra'oi la'asaka? So now you have a machlokas of Nachman Rav Sheish, whether you're allowed to be metaltalit in order to stick meat onto it. So manda asir, the one that says that it's asir, Rav Nachman Amar Lach Lo Nitnu Etzem El Asaka, will say that wood is only allowed to be used for firewood. It's only allowed to be used for fuel. It's not allowed to be used for anything else. So Man Deshari and Rav Sheshes, who holds that it's mutter, Amar Lach Mali Litzos Bo Mali Litzos Begachalto. What difference does it make if I'm metaltel it as a spit to roast, using it as a spit to put the meat on, or if I metaltel it to use as firewood and then to use the coals that the burnt firewood produces? Either way, just like I'm allowed to be tzola on the gachelas, I should also allowed to be tzola with the wood itself. So the Gemara brings another a version of what the machlokas is. Igeda amri, others say no. Be a beshta kuliyam lo pligi d'shari. If it's dry wood that could be used for firewood, so everyone agrees that it's mutter to roast with. Both Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes would hold that it's mutter because you're allowed to be metaltel for a fire. You're allowed to be metaltel for fuel. So mali litzos b'kachalto. They all agree to such a svara. They both reject the notion of lo nitnu etzem ela la'asacha, that no, we can only use it as fuel, you're not allowed to use it for something else. Kili pligi b'ritivasa, they only argue if it's a moist piece of wood. Mandi asa Rav Nachman, who says that you're not allowed to be tzolah with it to lo chazi la'asacha, will say because it's muktzah, it's not ra'i for asacha. Mandi shari and Rav Sheshes is matir, amalach, ha'chazi la'asacha adol. What do you mean it's not chazi la'asacha? Moist pieces of wood are very valuable if you have a large bonfire where the fire is going to be burning for long enough to dry out all the wood and then to consume it as fuel. So you're right, if you're trying to start a small fire, a moist piece of wood is not very useful at all. But if you're making a huge bonfire where the fire is going to be raging, so putting in a moist piece of wood is very helpful. It will keep the fire going for much longer because it will dry out the wood, and then ultimately the fire will consume that wood as fuel. So that's the difference. So the Gemara now tries to determine the halacha. V'hilchsa yabesh tashari, the halacha is you're allowed to be metaltel a dry piece of wood, meaning we apply the principle of mali litzos bo, mali litzos begachalto, and retivta asr. But if it's a moist piece of wood, it's asr, because it's not even ra'oi la'asaka, and therefore it's considered to be muksa, and it's asr. The Rashba explains that even the shita that holds that it's asr litzos bo, the reason is not because he holds that you're not allowed to use it for a hesed gadol, because you don't find that anyone asr using it for a big bonfire. It's just that he holds that only in a place that it's ro'i levashel with it alone do we say mali litzos bo, mali litzos begachalto. Meaning, if you're using hesed gadol, you have to have other wood to start the fire. You can't start with moist wood. So if all of your wood was this, you wouldn't have a fire. And then we don't say such a svara of mali litzos bo, mali litzos begachalto. We only say such a svara when all of the wood could have been this type of wood. That's how the Rashba understands. Tosos writes that the halacha biretivas aser, Rabbi Shimon is moda that it's aser mishum muktzah. So it sounds like even for a hesed gadol it's going to be aser. So that seems to be machlokas rishonim, where the Rashba seems to assume that you're allowed to use it for hesed gadol, but it does, the fact that you're able to use it for hesed gadol doesn't make it mutter to use for other things. Whereas Tosos seems to assume no, for saying retivas aser, we're saying you're not even allowed to use it for hesed gadol. It's not muktzah. You're not allowed to use it for anything. Darish Rava. A woman shouldn't go into the place where they keep the wood in order to take a spit or a piece of wood to clean out the oven. And the reason is because lo nitnu etzem ela la'asaka, and only if you designate it from Erev Yom Tov are you allowed to, where it's already a kli from Erev Yom Tov, is it mutter. V'ud shenishbar, and Rava also darshan, the eights that they would use to sweep out the oven, if it breaks on Yom Tov, asur la'asiko b'yom Tov. You're not allowed to use it as firewood in Yom Tov because it's muksa, l'fisha masikin b'kelim v'in masikin b'shivre kelim. Because you're allowed to use actual kelim, which are not muktza for fuel for a fire on Yom Tov, but not shivrei kelim, not kelim that broke on Yom Tov, because they were not roi l'til, because they're muktza, they're not roi l'tiltil. So since they're not roi l'bishel, so la'asaka, they were not muchan la'asaka on Erev Yom Tov, and therefore it's a violation of muktza. So the Gemara asks, wait a second, the name of the Rav Krav Yudha Suyur, they dislay muktza? Wait, by Rav is saying this, that the woman is not allowed to take a kli that broke on Yom Tov, sounds like he is holding of a problem of muktzah. That's like the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Can we really say that Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that there's an issue of muktzah, and therefore you're not allowed to be metaltel etzim, that we're not made into a kli on Erev Yom Tov, because lo nitnu etzim al asaka, v'amar le Rav l'shame, didn't Rav once tell the Shamish, tveili baravza, I want you to roast for me a goose, v'shadi mei l'shunra, and throw the b'nei me'ayim to the cat, meaning throw the intestines to the cat, meaning don't waste the products of the goose. So the meat I'm going to eat, but the intestines I'm not going to eat. So give that to the cat. Whereas Rabbi Yudo holds the issue of muktzah, would say you're not allowed to throw that to the cat because it was the previous day it was muchan achilas adam, not achilas chayos. And the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos that according to Rabbi Yehuda, a behemoth that became a nevela on Shabbos, it's asur to be metaltel because it was not muchan meatmal for a behemoth. So and it wasn't right for adam either. because you don't normally eat it on Yom Tov because you have plenty of other things to eat. So you see clearly that Rava does not hold like Rabbi Yehuda. So answer Gemara, no, Hasam, kibin the Misruchi, may atmal daite lave. If you were to leave the intestines until the next day, they would spoil and they wouldn't be right for eating at all. And since you knew that in advance of Yom Tov, we assume that you already had das on it to throw it to the cat already in advance of Yom Tov, and therefore even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that is not a violation of Muksa. So says the Mishnah, Rabbi Lazar Omer, notaladim kisei mishalafanav. A person can take a small splinter from in front of him, lachzos poshinav, in order to, as a toothpick, in order to use to pluck out things from in between, to scrape out things from in between his teeth. Lafanav is lavdavka, you can take the kisei from anywhere in the chatzar. The whole chatzar is muchan, whatever is available to him, readily available to him. Umegabiv min hachatzar umadlik, shekal mashu b'chatzar muchan hu. And you can also gather wood from around your chatzar and use that as firewood, because we assume whatever's in your yard, whatever's in your chatzar, that's not muktzah, that's muchan, that's designated for that purpose. Chacham say, no, only from that which is in front of you to be madlik, but not from the chatzar. Since they're very small pieces of wood and there's a big tircha to gather them from the chatzar, we assume it's not omid l'kach me'er of Yom Tov, and it's an isra of muktzah. But to light, but to take to be chotzer tashinov, the chachamim aser even that which is mishalafanov, because you're not allowed to use wood for anything other than fuel, and you have to be mechanit me'er of Yom Tov. So that's the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the chachamim, a double machlokas, that Rabbi Eliezer holds that to take a toothpick, you're allowed to take as long as it's mishalafanov, and you can take from the entire chatzer to use for firewood. And the chachamim say, no, for firewood only mishalafanov, and nothing for a toothpick. So the Mishnah explains another din. Ein motzinas ha'ur, you're not allowed to lomina etzim v'lomina avanim v'lomina afor v'lomina arafim v'lomina mayim v'ein melabin esar v'mlitzos ben. You're not allowed to generate fire on Yom Tov because of an isra of molid, to create a new fire, whether it's by rubbing two sticks together and creating friction, so or whether it's by rubbing two stones together, or through afar. There are certain types of karka, apparently, that when you dig in it, it's motzi esh from the place where you dig, nor from tiles, klecheris, that were hollowed out in the middle, that they would cover with something and it would generate a fire, nor from water. They would put water in a glass, in a white glass, and they would put it across from the sun and it would have a magnifying effect, and the sun going through the glass and the water, and it would light the things on the other side of the glass on fire. So it basically, you're not allowed to strike a match. You can't create a new fire on Yom Tov. Meaning, even though there's no isra of havara, because havara is motzul tzarech chachal nefesh, and that which is motzul tzarech chachal nefesh is motzul even mitok shutul tzarech tzunami shalol tzarech. But to generate a new fire is a separate isra nisa drabanan. Now, a very big difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos. You're not allowed to strike a match on Shabbos either, but that's a malacha d'oraisa of havara. On Shabbos to strike a match. To strike a match in Yom Tov is Nisr Drabanan. So it comes out a big nafkamina. Let's say for some reason you need a fire to be turned on. So and you have a nachri that you're able to ask. So if there's a major tzarech, you're allowed to do a shvus to shvus. You're allowed to do amira l'nachri on Nisr Drabanan. So on Yom Tov, if you're really, if there's a major tzarech for the fire and the gas stove is off or something, you forgot to leave it on, so there's room to ask the guy to do it for you, because you're asking them to only do a Nisr of molid mid Rabanan. Whereas on Shabbos, it's going to be a malach daraisa. You're not allowed to do amira l'akum. You're not allowed to fire up with the saraf and litzel spend, the tiles that they would use to roast on. So now, says the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda comments as follows. Ochlei behema ein behem yishum tikkun kli. That ochlei behema, that things that are used for animal fodder, it's not a violation of tikkun kli because they're very soft. So when you're misaking them, they're not really miskayim. It's not considered tikkun kli, and therefore you're allowed to set them up on Shabbos in order to use them as a toothpick or something like that. Eisir of kana l'Rav Yehuda, like a piece of straw. You know, people have like between their teeth something like the old hillbilly thing. So eisir of Kahana Rav Yehuda, is that like PC, is that a say hillbilly? I don't know. I'll get an email, I guess. Eisvei Rav Kahana Rav Yehuda, so Rav Kahana challenges Rabbi Yehuda. It says in the Braisa, "Metaltel atzei b'samim l'riach ben," that you're allowed to be metaltel on Yom Tov some atzei b'samim that to smell them ulahanit ben l'chala, or to wave them in front of a chala to give him a little bit, to put him under his nose to give him a little chiyus umololo umariach bo, and you can rub it between your fingers to draw out some smell, and then smell from it. V'lo yiktemenu, and you're not allowed to cut it so that it should, so that the point of the incision, the point where you cut it, should be moist, and it will the aroma will emanate from it. La riach bo, to smell from it, because where it goes there, that you might cut it to be chotzis boshinav, to use as a toothpick, and then you'd be in violation of tikkun mana of making a kli v'im kitamo. But if you did so, potter, you're not going to be chayiv minatara, because you didn't have a kavanah l'shem kli, but avalasa midrabanan, but it's still going to be aser on the drabanan level, lest you come to make a toothpick out of it. Lachzos poshinav leitmenavim ketamu chayiv chatos, to cut it in order to use it as a toothpick, that's a nisudar raisa, because that's actually tikkun kli. So if you do it b'shogeg, you're going to be chayiv chatos because you made a kli. So I'd say b'samim are partially some of them are soft and they're ochle behema, and the braisa says that if you cut it in order to use as a toothpick, you're going to be chayiv chatos. So this is a kashan of Yehuda who allows being kotem ochle behema even to be lachzos as sheinav, because he said, oh, it's too soft, it's not a viable toothpick anyway. Over here you see that atzei b'samim, which include machale behema, is not too soft, it's a violation of an nisadar reisa. So Amalei, Rav Yehuda responds to Rav Kahana, he says, no, hashta, if you would have found another braisa that says by ochle behema, that if you kotem lachzos b'shinav patrav lasser kakashali, that if it would have said patrav lasser to do it at sasser on the drabbanon level, so even that would have been difficult for me, because I allow even lechachila. But now that you found the braisa that says chayiv chatos mibayi, so that's for sure going to be difficult for me on because I said that it's even mutar lechachila, meaning I would have had to respond to a challenge even if you would have found the braisa that's not so strongly against me. You found the braisa that's even more strongly against me. I'm telling you, you're allowed to take machali behema and cut it even to use as a toothpick lechadchila, and you found a brisa not just says that you're not allowed to do lechadchila, you found a brisa that says listen to araisa elakitanya he. But I have to defend myself. So what you have to say is that when the brisa says that im katma chayiv chatos, that's bikashin. That's talking about those branches that are very hard, that are not royal machal behema, and therefore if you're kotei michayiv for making a kli, because then it's a really solid toothpick. So Gemara says, well, if the brisa is talking about etzim kashim, the ratio of the brisa says that molulo mariachbo, that you can rub it between your fingers and smell it. Kushin b'nei melilininu, does that work on something that's hard, rock solid, that's a hard piece of wood? It doesn't work to be molol. So chisur mechzavach ketan, you have to add a line into the brisa. What the brisa means to say is molulo mariachbo, kotmo mariachbo, that you're allowed to rub it between your fingers and smell it. You're allowed to snip it and smell it if the purpose is to smell it. Lechachila and b'medvar mamurim, but this is what we add in. But that whole discussion is only berakin, is only if you're dealing with soft wood that could, soft atzei b'samim that could be used as animal fodder, aval b'kashin. But if you're dealing with something harder, lo yiktemenu, you're not allowed to be kotem even la riach bo, but vim ktamo pater, if you cut it la riach bo, at least you're pater, because you had no kavanah to make a kli, aval asa midrabanan. But lachzos poshinav, if you're cutting something that is hard with the intention of making a toothpick, lo yiktemenu vim ktamo chayv chatos. Not only is that going to be us, that's going to be chayiv chatos, it's going to be nisador raisa. So the Gemara brings two brisas that are so to each other when it comes to this din of clipping something, of clipping atzei b'samim in order to smell it. Tani chadakot mamariachbo. One brisa says that you can clip it in order to smell it even lechadchila, and even lachzos poshinov is going to be mutter to cut it. When the brisa says mariachbo, it's because that's normal to use with softer pieces of wood. It's not normal to use it as a toothpick since it's soft. Its primary function is to enjoy the aroma that it produces. But then we have another brisa, lo yiktemenu la riach bo, that even just to smell it, you're not allowed to be kotem, you're not allowed to cut it. So it's a steer between the two brisa. So Amar Rabbi Zeir, Amar Chista lo kasha, ha berakin, ha bekashin. Very simple. The brisa says kotem that even l'chadchila you're allowed to cut it to smell. That's something that's softwood. That's royal l'michel beema. So you're allowed to be kotem. It's not called a siyas kli because it's not a viable kli anyway. Whereas the price that says lo yiktemenu is talking about bikashin. It's something that's harder and it has a torah kli. So you're not allowed to do it even l'riach agzera lest you come to be chotis parashinov, lest you come to use it as a toothpick. So now the Gemara asks on Rav Chista's teretz maskav racha bar Yaakov bikashina mylo. When it comes to etzim kashim, why is it usher to be kotim kedei l'ariach? You didn't make a kli out of it, so you have to say that the reason it's usher is because of a gzeira that you might come to be chotzis boshinov and you'll have kavana to make a kli out of it. But do we make a gzeira in a case where you don't have kavana to make a kli, or to a case where you might have kavana to make a kli? Well, ma'ishname adit tanan shover adam eschavis. Why is this any different than breaking the seal of a barrel that's sealed shut? Lechol nimen grogros in order to eat the grogros that are inside of the chavis. We said as long as you don't have kavana to break it in a way where you're breaking it nicely, where you're going to make a nice pesach and a covering for the barrel, where you're going to make a kli, that since you're breaking it without kavana, so it's mekalkel, and kol mekalkel or peturin. So you see that you're allowed to do it shalom b'kavana, and we don't just make a gzeira. Oh, if you do it shalom b'kavana, we have to make a gzeira midrabanan, lest you come to do it b'kavana. We don't make such gzeiros. You're allowed to do it shalom b'kavana. No questions asked. It's simply not a problem to do it shalom b'kavana. So the Rashi understands that the reason for the p'tur is because of mekalkel. Not all the Rishonim agree with that. The Rashba disagrees. Says the reason for the heter is because ain binyan v'stira b'kelim. Not because of mekalkel, but be that as it may, the point is that we apparently don't make such gzeiros. V'od, and another kasha on the fact that you aser clipping wood, hard wood in order to smell it from the maisa that happened with Rabbi Yehuda. Harav Baravada, Raven Baravada, Damri Tarvayu, they both reported Kiavin and Bei Rav Yehuda that when they were by Rav Yehuda on Yom Tov, have a mefasheach the yav lanalusa, he would pull off long leaves from a tree, from a large tree, and would bring it to us to smell. Avgav the chazil the katosa the nargi v'chatzini, even though they were hard and they'd be usable as handles for an axe or something like that. And apparently we didn't make any gzeira that he's not allowed to cut this lest he come to use it as an axe handle, even though it's something that could have been used as an axe handle. So it says Mo lo kasha. The Braisa says lo yiktemenu l'ariach bo. And we said it's talking about anafim kashim. It's talking about hard branches. That's Rabbi Lazar. Ha Rabbi Lazar. That price is Rabbi Lazar holds that kotim l'shem kli is nisudar raisa. Whereas ha Rabbanan, Rabbi Yehuda, who's kotim even bekashim in order l'ariach bo, is assuming like the Rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Lazar. So the Tanya, where do we find such a machlokas? Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, not l'adam kisei mishalfanav lachzos boshinav, that a person could take a little splinter from in front of them to use as a toothpick, because whatever's in the chatz is considered muchan, it's not a violation of muchza. The chum omrim lo yital, that you're not allowed to take him. It's a big tircha to gather together small things, and therefore you didn't have das to take it from the previous day, and therefore it's considered muchza. Elume evil shal behema, but you're allowed to be notel from an evil shal behema, from a feeding trough of an animal, since it's rotwi and it's muchan for achilas behema, so it's muchan to use for anything, as opposed to eitzim, even the ones that are rotwi to use for firewood, since it's normal to use them for davar asr, like to make kelim out of them, we don't allow being metal to them for anything but firewood. Veshavin and the Chum and Rav Lazar agree, shaloyik temenu, that you're not allowed to make a toothpick, vimkat malachzos boshinov levtach ba'adeles, but if you do, take a small piece of wood to use as a toothpick or to open the door, b'shogeg b'shabes chayiv chatos, if you did it b'shogeg on Shabbos, you chayiv kabar chatos, it's a violation of midaraisa, b'mezid b'yom tov sovik as arbaim, and therefore if you do b'mezid on yom tov, you chayiv malchus, because as we know, the Yisra Malacha on Yom Tov is not a Chiv Misa like it is on Shabbos. It's only Los Haseh, so you get Malchus. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. That's Rabbi Eliezer's Shita. The Chachamim Omrim and the Chachamim say, Echot Zeh, V'Echot Zeh, Einu El Mishum Shavus. That whether you were Shogeg on Shabbos or whether you were Mezer on Yom Tov, all you did was Nisr D'Rabbanan. It's not a Nisr Min HaTorah, because Ketima is Tikun Kela Achar Yad. When you cut the wood, when you snip the wood, you clip the wood, that's Tikun Kela Achar Yad. That's not Tikun tikkun kli mamish, unless you tikkun kli mamish is if you cut wood in such a way where you then smooth it out and you make like a nice kli out of it. This isn't tikkun kli mamish. Now the Gemara explains the teretz that's miyashiv the stira between the brisa that said that lo yiktamen el ariach and that which the Gemara said that we're not gozer when someone is lo miskavin atu case of miskavin. Rabbi Eliezer the Kamar Hasam Rabbi Lazu says that by kotim kli in order to use as a toothpick chayiv chatos hacha patra v'laser. When you're kotim l'ariach, he'll say we'll make a gzeira that you might come to be kotim to make a kli, which would be in the sedaraisa. So we're not going to allow you to even be kotim l'ariach bo. And that's the sheet of the brisa. When Rabbi Yehuda was tolish anafim kashim in order to smell, that was rabbanan de ka'amri hasam patra v'laser hacha mutu l'chachila. The rabbanan would say that if you're kotim even laksos pishinav, it's only patra v'laser. You know, it's not going to be in the sedaraisa. So over here, where you don't even have any kavana to make a kli out of it at all, you're just doing la'ariach, so then it's going to be even mutter l'chadchila. So says Gemara, v'les say the Rabbi Lazar, had the time, does Rabbi Lazar not hold of what it says in the Mishnah, shovar adam eschavis lechem imen grogros, ubuvat shlo yiskavein lasos kli, by a chavis, if you're miskavein lasos kli, it's an isser min ha-Torah. So how come when you're lo miskavein, it's allowed? I thought anytime there's an isser min ha-Torah, the one level down, we're going to ask me to Rabbanan. So Ravashi, ki tanyahi b'mustaki, that over there we're talking about breaking a barrel. That's talking about a barrel that was already broken in the past and was the broken pieces were put back together. So it's very flimsy. That word, mustaki, is very chashuv in the dinim of opening packages on Shabbos and Yom Tov. That what you define as a mustaki, I guess for the Smichas Chavar people, this is a Daf Yomi coincidence, what you define as a mustaki is a critical area of halacha in a very relevant area of halacha bizmanenu. We said you can gather from the chatzah and light whatever you find in the chatzah, because whatever wood you find in the chatzah is muchan. Whatever's in the chatzah is readily usable for firewood. As long as you don't make piles of it. Rabbi Shimon Matir. Rabbi Shimon says you can even pile it up. What's the machlokas? When you pile up all the wood, it looks like you're preparing for many days in advance, for after Yom Tov as well. So that's the problem. Whereas Rabbi Shimon holds, you don't have to worry because k'deir also mochachas alav. The fact that you're ready to cook is mochiach that you're being malaki dietzim dafka to cook right now, and it's not for the future. One more line in motzi in the saor. We said you're not allowed to generate a fire. My time, why can't you generate a fire? Mishum to kamolid biyamtov, because it's a violation of molid, which is nisidrabanan, because it's a creative act that you're generating a new fire. So they asked that midrabanan, but it's not a violation of mavir because mavir is not going to be asr on Yom Tov for the sake of Ochel Nefesh, and even not for the sake of Ochel Nefesh. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up at those last two dots tomorrow. Everyone have a great day.